When someone comes to stay at your house, when they come to visit, how do you welcome them? How do you welcome them into your home? Do you come right away to the door and welcome them right there at the door into your home? Do you call out from wherever it is that you're doing some stuff, maybe getting some food ready, and you say, come on in, the door's open? Do you go up and hug the person or shake their hand, give them a kiss if that's appropriate? Do you run around and make sure that all the last minute things are cleaned up before the person comes in? Do you make sure that the dog is put out or the cat or whatever? They're not shedding all over the guest or jumping on them or whatever. There are many different ways in which we might get ourselves ready. Get ourselves ready for a guest to be able to welcome them into our home. Maybe we're even a little bit nervous about having them come over. Maybe we're a bit embarrassed about something with the way our house looks or something like that. Or maybe we're kind of like, well, this is who I am. Come on over. Push the stuff aside and make yourself at home. There's all sorts of different ways in which we might respond to a guest coming. And one question to be able to ask ourselves too is, what do we do when we want to welcome Jesus into our home, into our hearts? Do we welcome Jesus? Do we come right away and say, hey, Lord, come on in? Or are we a little more reserved and maybe want to say, oh, hold on, Lord, let me clean up a few things before you come. got a few more things to clean up here. And what are we going to say if we hear Jesus knocking at the door? How will we respond? And it's good to be able to consider that. We all know that Jesus is loving and merciful. If I went around and asked each and every one of you to describe God for me, I'm sure you would say in some way or form, some fashion, that he is loving, merciful, forgiving, kind. You would use some sort of form of those words, something similar, I think. I think most, if not all of us, would want to be able to say that they would welcome Jesus with open arms, at least want to. But I think too, and I include myself in this, sometimes we can be a little bit nervous about what it is that Jesus is going to find. Even though we all know that he is merciful, that he is forgiving, that he's kind and loving, we all know that, yet there can be something in the back of our minds, a little bit wondering, what might Jesus say if he knows about this, if he sees this? Oh, yeah, Jesus is forgiving, but what if this one thing is just not forgivable? Or what if I've used up my allotment of forgiveness and I've just run out of things, as if Jesus has some sort of contract that we didn't know we signed and said, okay, I'll forgive you 77 times, but after that, you're on your own. No. We know that Jesus is forgiven. We know that we're not going to use up our allotment of time. We're going to run out of chances. We know that. And yet, sometimes we can be a little bit scared, worried about that Jesus might be too harsh, too judgmental. I think some of that comes from the fact that we here on earth don't always get a chance to see what mercy looks like. We live in an imperfect world, don't we? Even the people who are the most loving in our lives, sometimes, you know, they're imperfect. They don't quite show the mercy that they should. We don't always show the mercy and love that we intend to. And so sometimes I think we forget that God is so different. He is so loving. And we can read in the Old Testament, too, about times when Jesus is really speaking about sin, about how we need to turn away from sin and we need to get away from sin. Every other chapter, he's telling Israel, stop doing what you're doing and start listening to me. Stop doing these sinful things. And so I think we get into our minds a little bit, almost this concept that Jesus is, it's a lie, but we get in this mindset that Jesus is, or God is really harsh on sinners. And that he might be judgmental on us for what we have done. But the first reading reminds us, the first reading from the Book of Wisdom reminds us that when Jesus or God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit tells us to, that it reminds us of our sins. He's doing so not to be difficult on us, not to cause us to cry out in a high-pitched scream in the middle of an example. It was an example. She was telling me an example is what she was doing. It's not that we are, it's not that he's trying to be mean to us or harsh on us. It's that he wants us to turn away from sin. Book of Wisdom talks about how little by little he reminds the sinner of the sins that he has committed so that he turns away from sin. They come back to God's love. Because he loves us. He created us. He loves us so much. And so in the gospel, when we hear about Zacchaeus, we get a great example of what that looks like. Even though we don't hear about what goes on in Zacchaeus' mind leading up to this, the fact that it says that he was seeking to see who Jesus was, well, very likely already the Holy Spirit was working in Zacchaeus, helping him understand that God wanted him back. Helping him to realize that he had committed sins. Because he very likely did. He's the chief tax collector and a very wealthy man. You don't become that in that time of, in that era without having done a few sins. You don't become the chief tax collector and a wealthy man because you were Mr. Nice Guy. And so he definitely committed different sins. When he says that he will pay back four times over anybody he's extorted, there's going to be people that he's going to owe money to. He definitely extorted a few people, I'm sure. But God is helping him to see that and to turn back in love to God. So when Jesus tells him, I'm coming to stay at your house, he comes down and welcomes Jesus with joy. That's why I asked, how would we welcome people? How would we welcome Jesus? It's because that's exactly what Zacchaeus did. He welcomed him with joy. And when he hears people saying negative things about how Jesus is staying at the house of a sinner, he says, Lord, I'm going to pay back everything that I've taken from people. I'm going to give back. I'm going to repair what damage I've done. I'm going to do the right thing. Zacchaeus welcomes Jesus into his heart and so turns to a life of holiness, turning away from sin. May we follow that example too, brothers and sisters. Turn away from sin. Welcome Christ into our hearts. And so grow in holiness.